This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. Best of the blogs.
Yes, let's talk blogs again with Jennifer Reid, our blog reviewer. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Katrina.
So, The Wellness Warrior, what's that about?
It's an inspirational blog by Jessica Ainscoe, who lives in Queensland. Jess started her blog in March 2010, and she calls it her online soapbox to preach all about natural health care, organic foods and beauty products, and just healthy living in general.
Well, that sounds good. I like that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I'm always looking for the most natural skincare products and, you know, cosmetics and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, Katrina. So you're going to love this blog.
So tell us about Jess.
Yeah, well, Jess is a freelance writer as well as a blogger who used to live in Sydney, where she was the online editor for Dolly magazine. And she loved her job, but after being diagnosed with a rare cancer in 2008, she left the glitz and glamour of her life in Sydney and moved back home to the Sunshine Coast, where she lives with her parents and her partner, and she's basically focusing on getting her health back.
Yeah.
So Jess's cancer was treated with traditional medicine at first, but it came back in 2009, so she decided to embark on an all-natural therapies journey, which we learn about in her blog.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Does she say about how her cancer's going now?
Yeah, she's doing really well, which is lovely to say.
Okay.
And it's very encouraging, and so to read her journey is just really interesting.
Yeah, so tell us about, I guess, why and how she started her blog.
Well, she actually started it as a way to escape the monotony of her intense treatment routine. So it includes hourly juices, meditation and a special diet. So it's quite full on. But she says she now loves her life on the Sunshine Coast and says that her blog has converted many of her family and friends to natural living, which is one of her aims through her blog.
Okay.
And she finds writing her blog an amazing outlet for self-expression because she is, you know, she was a writer by trade anyway, and says it's been therapy for her. And I dare say a lot of people have that same experience with blogging, Katrina, when they've come against a hardship in their life, because I know my blog has been therapy for me on my breast cancer journey. And the other thing she said, which seems to be common amongst bloggers, is that she loves how blogging connects her with like-minded people all over the world, and she's made some really wonderful friends through her blog.
Well, that's good. So who do you think might enjoy this blog or get some useful information out of it?
Well, anyone interested in taking control of their own health can learn something, Katrina. The Wellness Warrior is an abundant source of information about natural healing methods and organic skincare and nutrition. And Jess also shares a delicious, healthy recipe each week, which I love. So she includes recipes for things like coconut oil popcorn.
I make that already. Yeah, I have friends who have an organic coconut oil business. And it's really healthy for you.
Yeah, coconut oil is supposed to be great. And rainbow potato salad, which sounds lovely, fancy roast veggies. So she manages to make a healthy diet sound very enticing. And we also get to meet some other amazing wellness warriors through interviews she includes in the blog as well.
Okay.
But be prepared to be confronted a little bit, Katrina, as Jess is completely honest about what she's learning and really makes you want to rethink how you're living. And after reading one of her posts called 10 Reasons to Throw Out Your Microwave, I'm now trying to work out how to convince my hubby and kids that we need to get rid of ours.
I wonder, has she embarked on the anti-plastic crusade?
Oh, she's got...
Because I'm big into that one.
Yeah.
Throw out your plastic.
So am I, Katrina.
Don't microwave them,
Yeah, so am I. And some people wouldn't be willing to make some of the sacrifices that Jess has made for her health, but I just think you have to make an informed decision. So it is a great blog to read, and then you can, you know, decide for yourself. And a great thing about the blog too is that it's not just for people who can afford to live a totally organic lifestyle, because obviously that can be very expensive and unfortunately. So in a post called The Healthy Shopper's Guide to Non-Organic Food, Jess provides a list of all the fruits and veggies that are heavily sprayed with toxic chemicals and those that aren't.
Yeah, that's good,
so,
isn't it?
Yeah, so armed with this list, you can walk into your local grocery store and still make the best choices about what fresh produce to buy, even if it's not organic. Mm-hmm. Because as Jess says, and I agree, it's better to be eating lots of conventional fruits and veggies than none at all.
Well, yeah, vegetables are anti-cancer, aren't they, anyway? Like, especially yeah. the brassicas, like the broccoli and cauliflower
yeah,
and like
sure.
spinaches.
And like little pieces of fruit like kiwi fruit apparently have so much vitamin C in them.
Mm.
So, yeah, I've actually printed out the list and have it in my kitchen as a reminder for my shopping list
yeah.
and just if my hubby's going to do the shopping. So it's really, it's handy.
Yeah, and just give us a couple of your favourite posts before
okay.
we wrap up.
Well, I loved a recent post called Diary of a Gerson Person, the one-year mark. In April, it was 1 year since Jess had started on her natural cancer treatment called the Gerson Therapy, which you can read all about in the blog. And it was just so exciting to read this post and learn how well Jess is doing on the treatment. And I just love hearing stories about people beating cancer or any illness for that matter. And yeah, she's definitely a wellness warrior.
Mm.
And in another post titled Why I Was Wrong to Recommend Agave Nectar, Jess admits exactly that. She believes she was wrong to recommend a particular food she'd written about a few weeks earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And after being alerted by some of her readers that she should do a bit more research on the product, she found it wasn't actually as nutritious as she'd first thought. And she had no problem at all sharing her discovery with her readers.
Mm.
After all, she could have just kept it to herself and stopped eating it. But the health of her readers is obviously really important to Jess, and she couldn't wait to let everyone know that she thinks she was wrong about it, and then we're free to make our own decision.
Well, I think it's important to say that with a blog like this, which is, I mean, cancer and things is such a serious topic that I think we sort of have to say here, well, look, read this, but don't take all your information just from one blog.
Exactly.
You know, you've got to do your research.
Yes, and she refers people to, you know, check with their doctors or
exactly.
their naturopaths or what have you. She openly says, I'm not a doctor, but this is my opinion.
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, everyone can make their own decision, you know, after researching it themselves.
And also I think sometimes just this might give you a little bit of interest to know what you want to read in terms of there's some really good books around and then this could just sort of give you a bit of a way into the topic and then you can do your own research.
Yeah, exactly.
So, all right, well, what's the URL, Jen?
Well, it's thewellnesswarrior.com.au and
okay.
I'll also have a link to it on my blog, lifeslikeacupcake.com.
Okay, thanks very much, Jen.
Thanks, Katrina.
Best of the blogs. This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.